We're joined by the Secretary of the Army, Dan Driscoll. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let me ask you about the modern fight. Tom Cotton, who is the chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, told our Olivia Gossies here at CBS that the threat to military sites and large civilian gatherings is severe and growing. He cited gaps in law enforcement authorities. Some of them lapsed during the shutdown, I understand. And he's talking about trying to close enforcement gaps when it comes to drones. What authorizations do you need?
So under Secretary of War Hegseth, the United States Army has been put in charge of the counter drone threat for the Pentagon. Mm-hmm. And then we are working hand in fist or hand in glove with the broader law enforcement agencies. We just last week had a meeting right outside the White House where what we are trying to do, because this problem is different from nearly anything we faced in a long time, it is a flying IED. And so this IED, improvised explosive device. Right. They're cheap. You can 3D print them at home and they cross borders incredibly quickly. And so what you basically need is a digital layer to exchange information and exchange sensing and allow the closest person on the ground or the closest effector on the ground to be able to take out a drone. And Senator Cotton is right. I mean, this is the threat of humanity's lifetime. What's occurring in Ukraine, what's happening in Russia, if you look at the speed and scale of the devastation that can come from drones, we as a federal government have got to lead on it. But I'm really optimistic. This is actually something we are doing right. We are partnering with both federal law enforcement. In a couple of weeks, we're having the Sheriff's Association come. We were just at the NYPD. We're including all of the different law enforcement agencies, thinking about the borders and the ports and the upcoming NFL games and Olympics and World Cup. Like, this is something we as a nation can lead on. And so under President Trump's leadership, we are moving fast at this problem.